Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
Start the show.
One.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am here with my best friend, Haas.
Hello.
And producer, Stephanie.
Howdy.
And I am so overwhelmed by the amount of things going on in this studio right now.
There's a lot happening right
like,
now.
Like, literally, I have... whose idea was it to take the podcast live? Was that mine?
I believe that was yours, yeah.
Who is in charge of making sure I don't make stupid decisions?
That would be Haas.
If there was a job, if you could really hire somebody to just follow me around and make sure I don't make bad decisions, I would pay them $1 million. I'd pay them my whole salary. How was your week, everybody?
It was all right.
No, not too bad.
How did anybody else get whacked out from the supermoon?
Oh, yeah. For real?
I saw you bring that up and it didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We had a supermoon for like 2 days, right?
Which was awesome looking.
Which, it was awesome looking, but I'm so sick of all these different moons. It's like every month there's a freaking new one, and I go out, and it's like 1 centimeter bigger.
Damn hippies.
Yeah, damn hippies. And so, like, the first 2 days of this week, I was just so restless.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't sleep. I was questioning life decisions. One night I even took this vertigo medicine that is basically like taking Benadryl. And I still couldn't fall asleep.
Wow.
And then I was just anxious and restless. And then you posted that you were feeling the exact same way.
Yep.
And that a lot of people think that it was because of the supermoon. So what is the science behind that?
Well, the best way that I heard it described was that the moon and its distance to and from Earth has to do with the tides and low tides and high tides and when they're coming in and out. And us as human beings are what? Crazy majority water, so right. Why would it not have the same effect on us?
You know, and as much as like being a Christian, I know that the Bible says like you don't want to really read into that kind of stuff, but at the same time, our, you know, galaxy or our universe is so big and complex. It's like, who am I to be able to explain all of that, you know?
Well, and the terms lunatic and lunacy have their base in lunar, which is
right,
moon.
Which is moon related. Yep. And so, and also I know that all of the OBGYN doctors and as well as teachers will tell you that full moons are insane for labor and delivery. And
my mom used to always say that she could tell when there was going to be a full moon because the kids would get crazy.
Right.
And to touch on what you said with the fertility doctors, supposedly, full moons make people slightly more amorous.
What does amorous mean?
Want to get it on.
Oh, I didn't recognize any of that.
Right.
However, I was just very, very restless and annoyed and couldn't get basic things done. Like, I needed to go to the grocery store and I felt like it was, like I had to run a half marathon.
I found myself, like, I'd lay in bed and I wouldn't be tired at all.
Right. And I do that a lot. That's why I take medication to sleep, because I will stare and count the ceiling tiles for 9 hours.
Yeah. So, it's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, so big story coming out in the news this week. It actually just broke today.
Okay.
I've known about this story for a couple of weeks because it involves one of my husband's good friends. He grew up with his buddy Justin Flagg. A lot of our friends know Justin. And so Jimmy called me a few weeks ago and was like, hey, this thing happened. You know, what do you think? And I'm like, dude, he's screwed.
Okay.
And so the story just came out today, but a lot of people have different thoughts on it. So Lake St. Louis homeowner faces murder charges after shooting a suspected car thief. A homeowner shot and killed a suspect at 1 a.m. Charles Flagg, he goes by Chuck. He's the homeowner. He's facing manslaughter and second degree murder charges. Chuck Flagg tells police that he woke up from a deep sleep to hear his car alarm going off. He looked out the window and saw a man walking near his Volkswagen. He took his .357 revolver outside to confront him. And it looks like by the time he got out there, the suspect was in his car and driving away.
Oh, wow.
And so police identified the man who was shot as Sean, I can't even pronounce that last name.
Menez.
Jimenez. And so basically what happened was, you know, he woke up out of a dead sleep and found somebody stealing his car, yelled at them to stop.
They didn't.
And as he was driving away, he shot and killed him.
Wow. Good shot.
And this was, you know, Lake St. Louis, middle of suburbia, somewhere that you don't see a whole lot of crime. And so for me, as somebody with my conceal and carry who knows the laws, this was a clear cut mistake for me. It was like, you know, you can't shoot somebody over property, and you especially can't shoot somebody if they're going away from you.
Right.
Pretty much any time you shoot somebody in the back, plan on going to jail.
Right.
You know, now the Castle Doctrine protects you in your home and in your car. So if he was in the vehicle somebody tried to get in, then the Castle Doctrine would apply there. If I'm wrong, you can call. Hey, Jimmy, is this okay? We've been inactive.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. There was a little alert up there.
All right.
And so a lot of people were saying on Facebook that this is crap and that you should be able to kill someone over your property. Now, I think that what people are trying to say is that, you know, if he wouldn't have shot him, the car would have gotten stolen.
Yep.
The police probably wouldn't have found it. The insurance maybe wouldn't have paid for it. It would have been a complete circus to, you know.
Sure.
Chuck probably uses that car to get to work and back.
Yep.
And so I definitely think it was a predicament of a bad decision under a lot of pressure.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so my question to you guys is, how do you feel, especially if he ends up going to jail for a long period of time? Because, you know, the thing that I can come to his defense with is that he didn't ask for any of this. He was asleep in his bed and woke up to somebody stealing something. And it wasn't something little. It wasn't like somebody stealing, you know.
Right.
Something that doesn't cost a lot of money. It's your living, how you get to work. Now, I understand the laws. I'm not saying that I don't understand why Chuck was arrested and charged. Because I completely understand that. My question is, should we change those laws?
I don't know, man. I think that there's a slippery slope. And I think what you said a few minutes ago is what's the most important is you can't shoot someone in the back or somebody who's going away from you because there's no imminent threat.
Right.
Like, I get it. He's taking your car, but he's not trying to harm you. There's other ways you can go about getting your property back. I know that sucks.
Right.
I know that the easiest way is to shoot the dude to get your car back.
Because you're pissed.
Right. But, you know, if we say that that's okay, then where do, you know, what does that lead to down the line? Do we start saying, well, it's okay to shoot a dude who's walking across your yard at 2:00 in the morning because you think he might be a home invader?
Right. Or do we have to set limits on it? Like, you can't shoot somebody over something worth $100. But you can for, you know, over $1,000. Stephanie, what do you think?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the law. I'm sure it was a matter of overreaction.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was in the moment and like somebody's stealing my car. I'm reacting.
Right.
And I mean, for what it's worth, if you read the story, the guy was reversing away from him. So he actually shot the windshield.
Yeah. Okay.
Of the
that's
car.
Right.
So, you know, I think he, shot him in the, you know, in the chest or the shoulder or something, but through the windshield, not through the back glass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, regardless, it was moving away from him. I agree that he should be, you know, arrested and charged. I don't think it'll, I mean, I'm not still sure anything would happen to is going to happen
if
to
he's
going to
actually,
know.
You know, being charged, but then being convicted is two totally different
exactly.
things.
I'm sure they'll find a way to
plea it down
or common sense will prevail. And like, I mean,
yeah,
I don't think he was trying to shoot to kill the guy.
No, I don't think so.
Which
either.
Again, that's a whole other problem. I've always said, if you're going to pull your gun out, you need to be ready to kill someone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, in reality, like, would it have been a huge inconvenience for him to have his car stolen? Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's probably how he gets to work. It's probably how, you know, he gets a lot of his daily life.
Right.
But like, at the end of the day, it's an inconvenience.
Yep. Jimmy.
What if his defense is that he was trying to shoot the tires?
You can't. It doesn't matter.
Then he is a horrible shot.
Well, I'm not disagreeing that. But to me, that instantly changes it to involuntary manslaughter.
No, you cannot point a gun in the direction of another human being and say, I wasn't trying to kill them. That defense will never hold up in a court of law.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And so, you know, and yeah, it just, I see both sides of it. It sucks for him because he went to bed.
Oh, 100%.
And yeah, I don't know him.
I have empathy for the guy. Yeah. I totally do. But I don't think that this is a situation where you have to rewrite the law, because if you do, then we sink further back into taking this back into the Wild West.
Right.
Where every time someone has a problem with you, they're just going to shoot you.
Yeah. And, you know, the comments are all over the board here. Let's see.
I get it. I don't know what I would have done had it been, what is it, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Coming out of a fog, someone's still in my car. Right. I don't know what I would have done. I may have done the same thing.
Yeah. No, I would have never shot. I would have been in big trouble if I shot. I know way too much to.
I guarantee
to
you, my dad would have.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole other story. So one of my police officer friends, Josh, is going to be coming on the show in December, because of this new thing that passed. I can't think of what it's called. It is
the open carry. Now?
It's not open carry, but it's you don't have to have a conceal and carry permit to carry a gun,
right?
Which is going to be a nightmare. And I'm not worried that it's going to turn us into the Wild West. I'm worried that good people are going to keep going to jail, because having a gun is a huge responsibility. Nobody has to have a gun. Nobody has to carry a gun. But if you do, it is an enormous weight to burden, and you have to know the laws.
Yeah, like you said, it's a weight to burden. You have to understand what it is that you're carrying.
Right.
You're wielding something that can take a life like that.
Yes, yes.
And with no remorse or no second thought. There's right. No do-overs.
No, there's none. And so, you know, I learned the other night when I took a class at my gun range called the CRAT class, where they put you in these different scenarios, and there's shoot or don't shoot scenarios. Well, I thought I knew everything. And then I get in this class, and out of the 5 scenarios, I did 2 of them great. And then in 2 of them, I died. And then in 1 of them, I shot my own husband.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
And in my defense, these were very difficult scenarios. These were police level scenarios. These were, you know, and the instructor said, if you guys all did this right, there'd be no reason to have the class.
Sure.
But exactly.
Even just that little class, like when I came home, I felt like I needed 10 Benadryl.
It gives you a new respect for what the cops deal with
Holy
on a day-to-day basis.
Shit. Like,
it's easy to play armchair quarterback.
It's so easy. And our police have it harder than anybody.
Yep.
And, you know, I made mistakes with a paint gun.
Right.
You know. And so anyway, it's an unfortunate story. And I see all the sides of it. But didn't mean to start the show on such a bummer.
Yeah, but I think we've always done a good job of being able to debate both sides of this issue. So,
when we come back, can we please talk about hunting?
Yeah, more guns.
Because,
all right.
Yeah. Tis the season for dead Bambis in my Facebook newsfeed.
Yep.
We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Strumming my pain with his finger. One time. Sing. princess of the 90s, is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt and Remax. Hoss, I hear that you had a hot date with Rachel Witt this afternoon.
I did.
I didn't even know. I think you told me that you were moving or thinking about it, but
I'm thinking about it.
I have the attention span of Dory on Finding Nemo, so people tell me stuff and I forget all the time. Oh, hang on. Hey, I'm still picking up Stephanie.
She's real close to the microphone.
Yeah, it's just because she's close.
Do I have it turned off? We are so good at this show.
This is awesome. Hashtag free commercial.
Oh, yeah, hashtag free commercial. So Jimmy and I met Rachel Witt like over a year ago because we just walked into an open house. We were thinking about moving. And I really liked her. Like right off the bat, she was my buddy and she's been in the business for 13 years.
She's really great.
She's got a whole team of people who work under her and she understands the business.
Yep. And this was my first face-to-face with her tonight on like a professional level. And I like that she doesn't try to throw a whole bunch of jargon at you.
Right.
She's like, here's like the A, B's, and C's on it. I'm going to make you understand it. You don't need to be a real estate agent to deal with her.
I always say if Rachel Witt can handle the Manos, she can handle anybody. Yeah. You know, the questions that I threw at her were pretty unreal. And so if you are looking to buy or sell a home like I did or like Haas will be doing, you can call the Rachel Witt team today at 636-720-3836 or go to her website at homesalesinstcharles.com. The MLS is updated daily. So even if you're not really close to buying a new home and you want to do what we did, which is just be a looky-loo for a while.
Oh,
that's a really fun part of moving. So make sure you check out homesalesinstcharles.com.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About solving the crookedness, how's it mingle with the good people we meet?
All right, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Hoss, what are you so damn excited about?
So tonight was the unveiling of the Cy Young Award winners in baseball for the AL-ML.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that Justin Verlander was going to win the AL Cy Young because he was amazing. Well, apparently he didn't, and his wife, Kate Upton, issued a statement that said, "Funny, I thought I was the only one allowed to F Justin Verlander."
I love when wives get pissed. Like, I really do.
That was awesome.
I know it's, like, not supposed to be classy, but, you know, whatever. So, it must be hunting season because when I look at my Facebook feed, all I see are dead deer with their poor tongues hanging out. And if you know anything about me, you know I am not a nature-y person.
Sure.
Okay? I love to be outside for sports and things like that, but I don't do nature. And so today, I decided that I was going to take a nature walk because we live on an acre.
You do.
And we've got these woods to walk through. And I made it about halfway through the woods, and I'm by myself, and I'm like, way far in, and I suddenly got this really irrational fear, like that I was going to see a Bigfoot. But at the time, it was so real to me.
Sure.
Like, I started hearing things, and then I'd jump, and then I'd
start walking. The woods are a very creepy place.
And then I'd start walking faster, and then I was trying to calm myself down. I'm like, Kelly, calm down. It was a squirrel. And then I'm like, this is why I don't do this. Because if somebody wants to murder me or kill me, here I am in the middle of the woods, you know, come and get me. But I became obsessed with thinking that there was going to be a Bigfoot.
All right.
So that is my extent of being involved in nature for the year. And so we've got Hoss's dad here, Dan Frank, who is here because he knew we were going to be talking about this. And we're going to take a few phone calls, too. I know we've got a couple people on hold because Dan is more of an old school hunter. Dan, scoot that microphone really close to you. Can you say hi to all the people?
Hello, people.
Oh, it would help if I turned his microphone on. Try that again.
Hello, people.
There we go.
There's Dad.
So you are half responsible for giving birth to my 7-foot co-host.
Hopefully half of it, yes.
And so hunting, when did you start hunting?
I started, I guess, when I was about 6 years old with my dad and my grandpa.
Yeah.
And I started hunting with a 22 smoothbore.
mm-hmm.
then a 410 single, 410 double, and then worked my way up to other calibers,
yeah.
types of guns.
You're sort of talking Mandarin Chinese to me right now. Well, however,
it's just that if you're a hunter like the gentleman that's going to be on about ducks, I'm sure he's going to be talking about 12 gauges or 10 gauges, 3-inch magnums.
Well, okay, see, none of that, I don't care about any of that stuff. Here's what I care about. How do you sit in a box all day? So, wait, now, do you have to build a box, or do they have boxes for people to rent?
If you're talking about deer hunting, normally there's three types. There's a stalk, which you're on the ground, and you're moving towards the game or where you think the game will be.
Are you, like, crawling, or are you walking?
You're walking and using the natural terrain to try to shield you from where you're trying to get. Also, you need to be somewhat cognizant about the wind direction because deer have fantastic, you know, sense of smell. The other one is what you were talking about is a ground blind, and that's just the box that's camouflaged that's sitting out somewhere in the corner of an orchard or a cornfield or bean field.
Right.
It looks like it blends in. And then I think what most people in the Midwest and Missouri use are tree stands, and that gets you up about 8 feet or more above because normally deer don't look up for predators. They look left and right around.
Right.
How'd you like to be rolling into Starbucks to get your coffee and bam, someone's hit you from above?
You know, okay, so here's the thing. I'm not a member of PETA. I'm not a vegetarian. However, I love animals. I can't even step on a spider. I will pick it up and I'll take it out of my house. And so I guess what I don't really get is don't people feel bad? I mean, deer are such beautiful. Do they ever look at you like right before you shoot them, like, don't shoot me?
And then I say, you are going to be delicious.
What, did you ever hunt, Hoss?
I never got to go deer hunting because dad used to go with a group of neighborhood guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped. Like, it was a guy's weekend, like no kids, no wives. So they stopped before us kids were old enough to start going. So I've never been deer hunting, but I used to go bird hunting with my dad and my grandpa a lot. But we would hunt for birds that I don't think exist anymore.
Oh, God. Who hung up? Corey. Getting ready to take his call.
We would go quail hunting, and I'm pretty sure that I would have been able to shoot more if we were hunting pterodactyl. because there, I think I spent about 7 years, 7 to 10 years quail hunting. I think I saw one a year.
Okay. We're going to try to take a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Ba-ba-ba.
Hello?
Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Okay. I've hit talk. Matt. It looks green. Matt, are you there?
Turn him up.
Where is he? On here?
Yay!
Yay! We have a phone call.
All right. So, Matt, if you are listening to the radio in the background, turn it down. And now can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, I'm in my car. So.
Hi, how are you? This is my buddy from Granite City, Matt Blaylock. Everybody say hi.
Hi, Matt.
So, Matt saw my post yesterday on Facebook about hunting. Now, he is a duck hunter.
Okay.
Which, to me, seems even meaner than deer hunting. So, Matt, when you duck hunt, do you just walk up to a pond and start shooting them?
No, not at all. I love the fact that you think people just sit in boxes and hunt and then just walk up and shoot stuff.
That's all you do. And I mean, like, okay, so, Matt, do you deer hunt too?
Yeah. I was on vacation last week and I deer hunted 5 days.
Okay, so if you're in a box with a buddy and, like, one deer walks out, do you, like, rock, paper, scissors, who gets to shoot it?
Depends on what kind of tag you have.
No, like, not that many people hunt in pairs, so I don't know what, like, maybe you're just watching too much Sportsman Channel and, like, there's too many people hunting together, but, no, I mean, I hunt in stands usually.
Okay.
But when it comes to duck hunting, we're up at 2:30 in the morning. You're walking out to your spot, sometimes 2 miles if you're hunting public ground, and it's a lot of work. And no, you gotta hide and camo up. I mean, you're hunting some of the smartest animals in the woods, so you got to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to hide.
Okay, so you go to your duck hunt place and you're sitting in the mud or whatever you do, and do you just look for ducks like sitting there, or do you wait for them to fly?
No, I mean, when it comes to duck hunting and, like, waterfowl, it's I think it's definitely more difficult than deer, because deer, you know, I saw on your post yesterday, is it luck or is it skill? I mean, it's a lot of both. But
yeah.
When it comes to duck hunting, there's no luck to it. I mean, it's all skill. It's you've got to, you know, there's so much into it when it comes to your decoy spread, how you're putting them out, your calls.
Wait, so you use those little kazoos, like, that make duck noises?
Duck kazoos.
What
are the things called that you make noises with?
Duck calls.
By call, the duck calls.
So you sit there and blow in a little kazoo, and does that make the ducks fly? How do you get them to fly in the air?
Throw a
well,
stick
on I
them.
Mean, a lot. Sometimes you don't have to call, and you can just work it just right, and you're in the spot where you could set up 100 yards from where they really want to go, and they'll be going in on that spot all day long. You can blow your call at them, and there's just so much skill to it, and you have to know what the ducks want at any given time. And for 2 hours, you might not get one duck looking at you, and then the wind might change, and then you can actually get them working, and then it's all about the calls and how much you blow. And
can you shoot them in the water? Like, if they're just floating in the water, do you guys just shoot them?
There's some laws against it. We call it Arkansas on them, but I try not to. We make sure we get them up before we shoot them.
To at least give them a chance. Now, do you have
if they drop into our spread and we're sitting there and we let some come in, so more will come in right behind them, we'll do that. But usually we'll shoot the ones in the air, and then the ones on the water will get up, and then you'll go. Those will be your second or third shot usually.
My last question. Don't you get bored?
No, I mean, I used to go by myself a lot more than I do now, but now that I'm getting older, and it's a lot easier taking stuff for you and hauling stuff in. But, I mean, I usually hunt with buddies. Sometimes I hunt by myself, and I don't get bored because I have a good little dog that goes with me, and she keeps me company.
Oh,
but
because the dog goes and gets the duck. That was on Duck Hunt on Mario Brothers when
correct.
We were little. You would shoot the duck, and then the dog would run and get it. Is that what your dog does?
And then it stands up and laughs.
Yeah, that's what my dog does, yeah.
Can you go?
Some dogs don't. She's supposed to do it anyway.
Can you go duck hunting without a dog? Do you then just have to run out and get it yourself?
Yeah, I mean, duck hunting, you know, most people do without dogs. It's just bringing a dog is a lot of work. But I love watching a dog work. And when it comes to, you know, I heard one of your other guests talk about bird hunting. I mean, that's, I did that up through my teenage years. And we had German Shorthairs and pointers and stuff like
right.
that. So,
oh my God.
It's just cool to watch them work and do what they love to do. And you're there with your friends and your family. And I think that for me, it's more of the relationship and the fellowship that you gain with your friends and your family and the, seeing the dog work and do what they love. I mean, it's more than just killing animals for me.
All right. Well, that's at least kind of good to hear. So thank you for calling in and testing out our phone system for us.
Yeah, no problem.
Tell your mama I said hello.
I will.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. All right. Thanks, Matt. All right, so Dan.
Yes, ma'am.
You're back up again.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you this. I don't know how to do it, Stephanie. I don't know what to hit. what were some of the questions that I had yesterday? I had so many questions about, so you said you don't ever feel bad. Do you shoot with a gun or a bow?
I'm a center fire cartridge, gun. Modern weapon.
So do you shoot him in the head or the chest?
The ideal would be to try to take a heart and lung shot, because that's going to dispatch the animal. The whole idea of hunting is to harvest game, not cause it pain, not make it suffer.
Right.
You have to have respect for that animal. And so there are many times when you might have a good shot, but there's differences between hunters and shooters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't associate very long with shooters, that you've got to go out and shoot something. I'm going to hang around guys like Matt do that have respect
right.
for the game and treat it accordingly, and only take that shot when I know there's a high probability that it's going to be gone in a matter of one heartbeat.
Now, a lot of you guys say that you like to shoot by yourself. So what on earth do you do when you shoot a big deer and that big old carcass is laying there? How does it get from the woods to your truck? And then what do you do with it?
You have to field dress it first.
I don't know what that means.
There are wheelbarrow-looking type things that you can strap on your back and then assemble and help, or you get a buddy. Normally that's why they have deer camp, because you have a whole bunch of guys. You hunt by yourself in your various tree stands, although sometimes there's more than one. If you're teaching a young child about hunting, you want him with you. You don't want him by himself with a loaded weapon.
Right, yeah.
So the main thing in any hunting, and I'm sure with Matt, I'd like to talk to him, is that there's the enjoyment of the pursuit of the hunt itself, not necessarily taking an animal's life. That's secondary. The only reason we take it is because we enjoy the food it prepares, and that's from...
It's a very manly thing.
It's
a very much of a, I killed this, and now I'm going to eat this.
And I'll say this. I don't have a problem with hunting... in regards to the way that Matt and Dad and I think most people do, like when you're hunting deer, is you're going to use what you kill.
Right.
The people who are going to Africa and shooting rhinos and lions and elephants just to have a trophy, that's BS.
Do you eat snacks in the box? Do you bring like food?
You're talking about duck hunt? Oh, you're talking about deer? Oh,
like when you're in the...
No, Sometimes they'll have small stoves, and they bring snick snacks and coffee. And
is there Wi-Fi in the box?
There's what now, ma'am?
Wi-Fi?
Oh, you just blew his mind. He doesn't know what that is.
You're lucky if you got a dry, warm place to sit down, because it gets cold up there. Sometimes
ask them about pooping.
Put little
heaters. Do you poop in the woods?
Pardon me.
Do you poop in the woods?
Can you? Did you say
poop?
A lot of hunters have been known to do that.
Dad is an expert at laying snow geese decoys.
What is that?
That's a story that he can tell you about off the air.
Do you dig a hole and poop in the hole and bury it?
No.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do when you camp. This is why I don't camp, because I don't want to dig a hole and poop in it.
Correct.
I can't even lay in a tanning bed for like the full 10 minutes. I jump out at like 7 or 8 minutes and stare at it. I could not imagine sitting in a deer box all day.
Well, and Matt brought up something that I forgot to bring about, which is one of the main reasons why I stopped hunting. 2:30 in the morning. I'm not doing nothing at 2:30 in the morning, let alone putting on 40 pounds of gear, carrying a gun through some slop with boots on to maybe see something.
I will debate for 30 minutes whether or not to get up and go to the bathroom at 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
I will weigh the how full is my bladder versus, you know, how soon do I want to fall back asleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get it, and I've done it. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Now, I'll go target shoot all day.
Yeah, well, I just couldn't kill an animal. I mean, I eat them. I know that makes me a hypocrite.
I could do it if it was convenient. I just don't want to get up on their hours.
You want the deer to come to you
and knock
on your door.
If the deer was like, meet me here around 12:30, I'll walk around. When you see me, I've had a good life. Just take me down. That's cool. I don't want to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, wait.
And everybody gets excited about how many little pointy things are on their heads, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you shoot a deer even if it doesn't have pointy things? Is that a girl deer?
It depends on what type of
a doe
or what type of tags you have. You have to get deer tags, which tells you how many and what kind of deer you can shoot. And if you don't have the proper tag, you can't shoot the wrong kind of deer.
Ugh.
Like, if you don't have a doe tag, you can't shoot a doe.
Yeah. All right, well, I feel like I don't know a whole lot more about hunting other than there is snacks.
Yes,
and you
snacks,
do poop in the woods.
No Wi-Fi.
And no Wi-Fi.
And no toilets.
Okay, I think I'll pass. We will come right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
My drink's my only remedy for pain of losing family. But while I'm gone, shorty, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. She's come to the dance tonight. Everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Oh, everything is gonna be alright. The gunman's in the house tonight. But everything is gonna be alright. I'm high.
look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing,
I am sweating like a whore in church.
Yeah?
God, it was so hot in here.
I'm good, actually.
I think it's because we had to take a phone call. It, like, made me all...
You got nervous?
Yes. All so, right. If you guys can hear a fan in the background, I'm sorry. But, yeah, deal with it. that was so nice. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
All right.
I forgot to ask your dad if he ever got scared of a Bigfoot.
No.
Because I can't be the only person who has irrational fears. Like, I still can't, like... go up the basement stairs at night without thinking some like a butt demon's gonna get me.
All right.
Like, do you, any of you guys do that? Like, I've heard other. You like?
I haven't in a long time. I mean, I know my house though, and I don't know. I feel pretty confident in my own house.
Same thing getting out of a pool. Like, as I'm getting out
sharks
of a pool,
will get
you. Yeah, a shark. I'm like, I'm fine. Run! Like, no matter how old I am, like that. Like, I can talk myself through the first couple steps of like. You're fine. There's no ghost down here. And then Dave Glover calls it the butt demon. And then it's like, here comes the butt demon. And then like the last four steps, I literally like leap up them.
I used to do that in bed. Like if I had to turn my lights off across the room.
Yes.
It's like you turn the lights off and you hurry up and get in bed. Because once you're under the covers, nothing can get
you. Oh, no. I did this like on Tuesday. Like
well,
yeah, I do
no,
this
I
all the
you,
time.
I'm just saying like this was, right. Yeah, was my experience.
And then whenever I was little, my cousin and I both used to do this. I used to sleep with my arms underneath the blanket because I thought if a robber came in, he would think I didn't have any arms. And that he would feel sorry for me and not kill me or my family.
All right.
That's clever.
And I would all do right. that every single night. And I really thought whether or not my family lived depended on me having my arms underneath that blanket.
Sure.
Well, sensible.
Makes sense.
Do we want to play a really gross game?
Yeah.
Like, it's so gross that I don't even know if we can get through all these questions. I think, do we still have a caller on the
yeah.
line or did they hang up?
Nope, Corey's on. Yep.
Who is it, Corey or Chris?
Chris, I'm sorry.
It's Chris. Okay, so we are going to play a game called Would You Rather... And I just closed it out.
Oh, super.
Talk amongst yourselves for just
great
a minute.
Game.
You're good at this.
So we played Would You Rather before. Basically, it gives you two scenarios, and you have to pick which one you would do.
Yep.
However, BuzzFeed just came out with the 15 all-time like worst Would You Rather questions.
Oh, nice.
And I'm actually glad that your dad is not in here for this, because some of them are...
He's off enjoying some Piggy Smalls time.
I know. I saw him go out there for it. Let's see.
That's really what sealed the deal on them coming over.
Was it? He knew that the pig was here. The pig was an ass today. I had to go to work and he wouldn't come in. Out there yelling at him. Okay, I'm going to Google this. Hoss, tell everybody something funny. Tell them something interesting about yourself that they don't know.
What's interesting about myself that you don't know? I think we've talked about everything in my life except for...
What's entertaining you this week?
The Joe Biden memes.
The Joe Biden memes are amazing.
Yes, they are so
if anyone
funny.
Hasn't seen them, like... Just go on any social media. I guarantee you have a friend who's at least posted one. They're all like pictures of him and Obama in just different candid poses. And then people like just like write out what the dialogue between the two of them would be.
It's awesome.
They're so amazing.
All right. So we do have the Would You Rather questions up. So we'll just go around the horn. Like I'll answer one. You answer one. You answer one. We'll go to Chris on the phone and let him answer one. So the first question is, would you rather, number one, get a paper cut between your fingers every time you touch paper or bite your tongue every time you eat something?
Oh.
eating is so important to me.
Me too.
Paper cut.
That, I mean, you'd have to say paper cut,
yeah,
right?
Definitely paper cut.
All right. So number two, Hoss, would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex? Let's say for a
what
year.
What kind of cheese?
All cheese. You would for have to give year. Up all cheese.
And I'm giving up, I'm assuming, receiving?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's open to interpretation.
If it's given, that's an easy
man,
one.
Man, I mean, I like cheese, but...
I'm going with cheese.
Not as much as I... Yeah, I'm giving up cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, yeah, no.
No!
No! No! Nope! Nope! Nope!
Giving up
nope,
cheese again.
Nope. Give up cheese again. Okay, so let's go to the phones. We've got Chris on the line. Hang on. Let's see if we can do this. Dun-da-da-da. Chris, are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Yay! Woohoo! Number two! Look at us taking two phone calls in one show. So, Chris, I have a very important question for you. Would you rather have vaginas for ears or an ear for a vagina? Well, I mean, you're a boy, so let's say this is
your question, or am I supposed to answer that politically correct?
Let's say it's your girlfriend, your girlfriend or your wife. Would you rather your wife have vaginas for ears or an ear for a vagina?
We'll go with number two for
an
right
ear
now.
For
an
vagina.
Ear for a vagina.
That is the incorrect answer.
Yeah. You know what? Chris, we'll keep you with us for one more because I've got a really great question that I want everybody to answer. The next one is, would you rather have sex with a goat but nobody knows about it, or not have sex with a goat but have everybody think that you did?
Oh.
I think I'm begging a goat.
No, with number, so you would rather have not had sex with a goat but have everyone think you did?
Sure, because that's more interesting anyways. Truth is stranger than fiction, right?
I think I'm banging a goat.
You're banging a goat, Steph? I think
you know what? And I could be like, that's just a great story to tell everybody, and no one's the wiser.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with the second one, not do it, and then have everybody think I did, because then you can...
Yeah, that's the kind of story that I tell everybody at the supermarket.
It's the kind
of... get a kick out of it.
Yeah. And it would get me in the news, and we all know I'm a media whore, so anytime I can get in the news, it's better for me. But I'm with Hoss. I think I'm banging the goat and just getting it over with. Right?
For sure.
Well, yeah, and all you're going to hear from that goat is...
Just make sure you tie their back legs together so they don't kick.
Oh my god, thank you for calling, Chris. Okay, so next we've got would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or have fingers as long as your legs?
I got it.
Oh,
either way, you're never getting laid again.
I don't know. If you got leg fingers.
Wait,
I have legs as long as my fingers, I think, because wheelchairs can be pretty cool these days, you know?
That's true. I'm trying to picture it in my head what I would look like with fingers for legs.
If I had legs as long as my fingers, my wiener would look huge. So I'm going with that.
But could you imagine having legs as fingers like that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So we're going to go with fingers as legs. And then you're right. They make great wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Would you rather put a nail under your big toe and kick a door?
Oh!
Oh!
Or give yourself 100 paper cuts and then take a bath in rubbing alcohol.
What?
I am not doing the fingernail one. I'm a girl, and
no,
I've broken
me either.
My nails so many times.
Nope, I do the paper cuts because that will always sting for a minute.
Yeah, and that's like the stinging pain is like a pain you can get through.
Yep.
Like when something burns, you can like fight through it.
Yeah, but holy moly, you get a nail up your... no way.
Paper cuts.
Paper cuts. Okay. Ooh, would you rather be able to... I can't read sideways. Be able to detect any lie you hear or get away with any lie you tell.
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is... my answer is easy.
Mine is two.
Mine is number one.
Mine's number two.
Really?
Oh, that's interesting for you guys.
I'm not a liar. Like, there's a lot of things that I do wrong, and sure, I exaggerate sometimes for the sake of a good story, but I'm not a liar. I don't need to lie, so I don't care about getting away with
lies.
I'm
not a liar either, but it'd be nice so that I could talk my way out of whatever I wanted to.
Be able to detect any lie you hear or get away with any lie you tell. Could you imagine how much it would ruin your friendships if you knew every time one of your friends were lying to you?
Only if you called them out on it.
But even if you knew in your head.
You knew, yeah.
Like if someone's like, hey, I got this going on tonight, I can't make it to your party, and then you know that they're lying to you, that would suck.
But then if your friends knew that you had this ability, like...
I wonder if they cannot know that you have the ability.
Oh,
there's so
and
many.
And what happens when you and I meet each other, we both have the opposite ability.
Oh, God.
Oh, well.
We would be like superheroes.
Yeah, it'd be like he would be able to lie to you and you'd be just okay with it.
Oh, would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel a sneeze that you can't get out?
Oh, no.
First of all, if you guys have never heard me have the hiccups before, I get these hiccups from my dad. They're like hereditary and they sound like this. And it's like my diaphragm starts like hurting when I get the hiccups.
That's exactly what a hiccup is.
To the point where I used to get kicked out of my classes because the teachers thought I was like making it up and I can't control it. And so my hiccups hurt so bad that I would absolutely just do the feel the sneeze thing.
Oh, that's such a bad feeling though.
Yeah. But did you know if you're about to sneeze, you're supposed to think of a cow and then it makes you not sneeze?
I mean, I can stave off a sneeze.
Yeah.
But when I have hiccups, have you seen that Simpsons episode where they talk about the guy that's had hiccups for 100 years of some fake news story? And the guy was like, kill me, kill me, kill me.
That would be my.
Yes, that's pretty much how I feel.
Yes.
When I have the hiccups for more than, say, 5 minutes.
Oh, I have the hiccups for so long. I get headaches and my diaphragm starts hurting. Yeah. And I'll get them at really inappropriate times. I got them once while I was trying to do family photos at a wedding.
Oh, no.
And I was, like, trying to direct the mother, the bride. And I'm like, okay, Dad, over here. And then if I could have the brother, like, you know. And people, it's like that awkward where people don't know if they should do something to help me or not. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. Oh, would you rather have to say everything you think out loud or never be able to speak again?
Say everything I think out loud.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with you. I mean, I can't even lose my voice for 2 days and I'm, you know.
Yeah. I mean, communication is, yeah.
Well, at least Lucy can make you more postcards.
Yeah, that's right. I lost my voice once.
Where's my phone?
And Lucy.
Go away.
Yeah, Lucy came up and she was like, Mom, she's like, I know you don't have a voice, so I made you some note cards of all the things you say. And it was like, get in the car, get in the house, go away, be quiet, and I love you.
That's awesome.
Oh, God. This is the worst one. I'm scared to even say it out loud.
Let me see it.
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
Oh!
No, neither.
Neither an option? I would do neither of those.
I mean, have you guys ever walked in or seen or... Because it is effing traumatizing.
I think my parents heard. Are divorced
even, so...
Yeah.
I think I heard once.
I'm not even going to say what I've seen before, but it was traumatizing to say the least. So I would go with number two.
Wow.
By the way, if anyone else wants to call in and get in on this,
I don't think anybody wants to. This is so hard. They said it was the
our
like
phone lines are open.
They said it was the what is our number? 1415
Mix-a-Lot. Yeah.
They said that these
415-649-2568.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
All right. You guys didn't answer the sex question.
Yeah, we did.
You did? Did you say join in once to make it stop?
I couldn't.
So you would just watch it every day?
I'd have to.
You'd get used to it after a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so. I'd be like, oh, they're doing it again.
Yeah, so maybe I want to change my answer because, you know, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or hot sauce as eye drops?
Sandpaper.
Yeah, I was...
I have very sensitive eyes anyway.
I was cooking with, what was it? Like pepperoncinis or something the other day and then went to itch mess my eye up. Like
hot
later.
Fire.
Oh, dude.
Jesus. Okay. Ah! This is a hard one. All right. Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
When?
You'd want to know when?
Yeah.
Because if somebody told you how, and if they, okay, so if they tell you how, you can't get out of it. Like if they say you're going to die by getting eaten by a shark, you can't say, well, then I'm just never going to be in the ocean again.
Right.
You can't avoid
it.
So that's the rule, is that you can't avoid it, even if they tell you how you're going to die.
Yep. That's why I say when, because I'd want to be able to enjoy everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, it happens.
Yep.
God, but then what if they're like next week?
Well. Then, you know.
Yeah. But wouldn't you want to know how? Because wouldn't it be comforting if they were like, in your sleep as an old lady, tucked in your bed?
Yeah, but then you don't know when. But then you don't know how much time you have. It could be tomorrow.
It could be in your sleep tonight.
Yeah.
These are some really messed up questions. We got them all. We just skipped the one more. Would you rather be stupid in a world full of smart people or smart in a world full of stupid people?
Oh, that's easy.
I already feel like I'm number two half the time.
I want to be stupid in a world of smart people.
I do too. Absolutely.
Because have you ever been the sober person around drunks?
It's awful.
It sucks.
I'm the sober person around drunks.
I was just at this weekend. And it's,
Were you?
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Well, and you know, the good news is, you know, a lot of times you get thanked for being the babysitter.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas if you're the dumb one around smart people, you don't know any better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ignorance is bliss, my friend.
And everybody will take care of you like, oh, like, Hoss doesn't know any better.
Right.
It's
right.
Okay. We're going to take care of him.
Yeah.
All right. So we survived that. One other thing that I want to talk about before we go is this Taylor Swift thing. So we've been hearing about this in the news for a long time, but we have not seen the picture because Taylor did a very good job of keeping it quiet. So when you go to a concert, you know, industry people and friends of the industry people get tickets to this thing called a meet and greet, which is basically the celebrity is backstage and you one at a time cattle call, go through the line, put your arm around the celebrity, take a picture, and move on. Now, you used to get to bring your own cameras, and that's not the case anymore.
Sometimes.
Really? All the ones I've seen lately is they've got like their own photographer set up.
A lot of them do now.
And so we heard a couple of months ago that there was an incident at a Taylor Swift meet and greet before her concert where she had invited a country music DJ, like the DJs from the radio station, backstage, and that while he was taking the photo with her, he put his hand up the back of her skirt for a photo.
Yeah.
Now, she complained to the radio station. Without making it public, she went straight to the radio station and told them what happened, and they fired the DJ.
Oh, it was DJ. Oh, okay.
Yes. So then the DJ is the one who brought it public and filed a lawsuit against Taylor for her loss, for his loss of work. And she's like, look, dude, I don't want to do this with you. I've got the picture to prove it. And you know, we don't want to go here. And she's protected this picture for so long. And then it just came out this week. And yeah. So what did you think about the picture?
I didn't see it. Pull it up. I think that it is beyond a shadow of a doubt that his hand's on her butt. I don't know if it's under her skirt.
I mean,
his hand's on her butt for sure.
You can't tell in the photo, but for me, why would she randomly? It doesn't seem like she would have any reason to lie about
that. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. And I can tell you right now that it's probably a DJ's way to be like, oh, this would be great on the air. I could talk about it, grab Taylor's butt.
Exactly. And they forget that these are women's bodies and that you can't do this.
Plus, let's not forget, by and large, the radio DJ community wasn't the most popular boys and girls in school.
No. Not at all. And you can tell without a doubt that she is trying to get away from him.
Yeah.
You can tell that he put his hand in an uncomfortable place and she thought, okay, maybe this was a mistake. So she tried to lean as far away from him as she could. I feel like she...
Yeah, she's tipping her hips like away from him like, ah.
Right. And, you know, we've all been in those situations where... Because it's easy to look back now to say like, well, she should have stopped it right there and threw a fit and blah, blah, blah. And sure, we all as strong women like to think that that's what we would do. But sometimes you're just in those situations and it's happening so fast that you almost don't realize what happened until it's over with.
Yeah.
And so even though I get that it would be funny for him to brag to his buddies that, oh, I grabbed Taylor Swift's... But you can't do that. She's a young woman. It's her body. And it's everything that's... And the sad part was some of the stuff I saw online from other women. Our friend Billy Greenwood posted this story. And one of the first comments was from a woman who said, with all the guys that she dates, some nearly as old as her dad, this should be the least of her worries. I'm like, awesome.
What?
Yeah, girl gets violated and we slut shame her. That's really cute.
Yeah, that's great. That's nice.
So... Thanks. Yeah, Taylor just does not strike me as somebody who would bring this up out of the blue.
I agree.
You know,
I don't think so.
It's not a Justin Bieber or a Kardashian trying to get attention.
No.
Mm. You know, Taylor Swift has plenty of attention she doesn't have any reason to make all this up. So, I think that's it. Do you guys have anything else exciting this week you wanted to talk about? Sorry.
Not me.
I'm just thinking about all the work I have ahead of me tonight. I'm probably going to be up until 1 in the morning. At least. 1, maybe 2. I'm going to take a 5-hour energy when we get off the air here.
Ooh.
And put on my Grey's Anatomy reruns and edit.
That sounds like fun.
We took 2 phone calls today.
I call that a win.
That is a win.
That is a real win. And we could hear them. They could hear us. We had successful conversations.
Oh. What did you think of Chappelle?
Oh, my God. He was amazing.
So I only saw the opening monologue, but it was great.
Yeah, you know, I got to admit that when I first saw the opener, so Rocky is getting to the age now where he can watch stuff with us, and he loves SNL.
Okay.
And even though a lot of times the content is too much for him, or I'll turn it sometimes if I have to, you know, this is like a whole other conversation because, you know, in our house, like every other non-racist person in the world, we teach our kids that that word is just not allowed. Rocky right. didn't even know what the N-word was until a year ago. And so he was very sheltered from that. And, you know, we've just taught him, like most people, you don't say that word, period. We haven't breached the point where it's like, well, it's okay for some black people to say it because they've turned it into a positive. Like, his 12-year-old brain can't understand that. Right. So as far as he's concerned, we don't say that word and we don't listen to music with that word in it. So for me to turn on SNL,
oh, if he only knew.
One of his yeah. shows, and to see the N-word drop four times in a row, I was like, that's overkill. That's yeah. way too much.
Not yeah. Chappelle, though. Yeah.
But I think that what a point that somebody made was that because of everything this country is going through right now, had he censored himself, it would have been kind of an injustice to everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But I thought that he had a great handle on it. I thought his skits were really funny. I hope they don't make a habit out of using that word, you know, and maybe
I think that is Chappelle. No. I think that is a caveat that they afforded him because yeah. if you've ever seen his show on Comedy Central, that word is used egregiously.
Sure, and like I yep. grew up watching Eddie Murphy Delirious and yep. Raw, and I know that all black comedy has that word in that. And then it makes me think, maybe I oversold the N-word to my kids, you know, yeah. like, because they're going to hear it, and to where I was like threatening them with their life, like, you don't say the N-word, and you don't even say the word, the N-word. Like, you don't right. talk about it, and you don't listen to songs with it. And
I think that's good counsel.
But now, like, I'm raising him in a world where he's hearing
it. He can't
it.
Say it.
No, yeah, he can't. But he still can't. Mm-hmm. But he's hearing some of his friends say it. And some of them are, a lot of them are African American.
Yeah.
And I'm having such a hard time explaining to him how and why. And I've,
yeah.
I
yeah.
wish I could channel my inner black man and talk to him. Is that, you know, I mean, honestly, one of the things I probably need to do is talk to some of my black friend parents and say, yo, hey, what up, dog?
Yeah.
I don't
how
know
do
how
I to explain this to my
how
kid?
Do I explain this to him in a way that, you know, isn't coming from a 30-something-year-old white woman?
I think that his monologue was really good. Mm-hmm. And I think what got lost in the shuffle was at the end of his sketch where he brought back all the Chappelle Show characters.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead sketch. Mm-hmm. There's another small monologue where after he's got his head chopped off.
Oh.
And that's just as poignant. Where he's
I was
like,
too busy laughing.
Where he's like, laughter is the way that we're all going to come back together.
Yeah.
He's like, we need to start seeing each other for what we are as humans, not Republicans or Democrats. Yeah. And that just like a head and a body, we have to work together.
Yeah, because, I mean, it ain't getting any prettier out there. Facebook is still just ugly as oh, yeah. hell.
And now you can say you saw the Walking Dead thing.
I did. People are ugly as hell. I'll be in line at Walgreens and somebody will bring up politics. I'm like, who do you think you're talking to? You have no idea who I voted for.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for this to be over, which is not going to be for a while. So
no.
I should have had one of my cop friends on to find out if we can run over protesters.
No, you can. It's frowned upon.
Okay.
But you physically can
but
run them over.
Now that they're protesting in St. Louis, I need to know concrete rules. Shall I encounter them?
My new favorite meme is the State Farm, it's 3 a.m. guy.
Oh, yeah,
wife.
I saw that one.
And it's a picture of the wife holding her head over the phone and says, a protester just got run over by a car. And the guy goes, well, it's a highway.
Right.
So
complaining that you got run over on a highway is like complaining that a shark bit you in the ocean.
Right.
Like, it makes no sense. So, but yeah, they're protesting in St. Louis now. So shall I have to pee and need to get through? I need to know the rules. So we will find that
Throw
out.
Throw trophies out your window. You'll be good to go.
Right. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our callers, Matt and Chris. I
Yay.
Am so proud of us for taking phone calls. Thank you to Hoss's dad, Dan, for coming in and talking about pooping in the woods.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
really appreciate it.
It's one of his favorite pastimes.
We are going to be back on Sunday. Are you going to be here Sunday, the 20th?
I can be.
Okay. Because we have my friend Angela LaRocca and Ben Hockman from STL today coming in. They're going to be hanging with us.
Okay.
So I'll inform you guys of that when we get off the air.
Cool.
Anything else?
No,
nope.
I think we're great.
Our third live podcast.
Woohoo!
We survived. We will be back on Sunday at, I think, 4 o'clock.
Cool.
Okay.
I love how we're having this discussion on the air. We have no idea.
Maybe.
Well, I'll have to look at my calendar. All right. We love you for listening. Until next time, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy. Don't poop in the woods. Hoss for the boys.
Norman Reedus for president
All
in
right.
2020.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
She's a power girl in a 90s world. She's She's a taco.